With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's disagreement over the parameters of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, which so far at least is holding. Correspondent Charles Della Desma says the dispute has to do with Israel's deadly attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon.
In unusually strong language, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned Israeli strikes in Lebanon that killed and injured hundreds on Wednesday. Israel says the ceasefire agreement does not extend to its war in Lebanon with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group, although Iran and mediator Pakistan say it does.
Vice President Vance, who will lead the American delegation in peace talks this coming weekend, insists that Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire deal.
With a two-week ceasefire underway, the United States will participate in peace negotiations in Pakistan.
The president is dispatching his negotiating team, led by the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Vance will lead the delegation, which includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Lebanon issue has prompted Iran to once again close the Strait of Hormuz, and that brings a stern warning from President Trump about a possible resumption of U.S. attacks. Police in the Bahamas say they've arrested the husband of a Michigan woman who vanished from a boat last weekend. The Coast Guard says it's opened a criminal investigation in the case. Authorities say Lynette Hooker was traveling in an 8-foot motorboat Saturday night and that her husband, Brian Hooker, told authorities that she fell overboard and was swept away. Today's the day, Augusta National Golf Club, the place, day one of the Masters Tournament. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures down 182 points, NASDAQ futures 56 points in the red. This is SRN News. Most Americans support gay marriage.
The numbers aren't as high as they were before, but they are still significant. 65% of respondents to a Public Religion Research Institute poll say they believe homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 83% of Democrats feel this way, but only 49% of Republicans do. PRRI adds that, quote, the only states without majority support for same-sex marriage are Mississippi and Arkansas. The highest support is in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has refused to block the practice of filling prescriptions for the abortion pill mifepristone by mail across the U.S., at least for now. Setback to Louisiana's efforts to stifle groups that send the drug into states where abortion is banned. U.S. District Judge David Joseph ruled against Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle. She had asked the FDA rules that allow mifepristone to be dispensed through the mail to be paused for a time. This is SRN News. The Artemis II astronauts continue their homeward-bound journey. All is going according to schedule, and the crew is expected to splash down tomorrow in the waters off Southern California. One of the world's most famous highways marks its centennial this year.
Known for its neon lights and roadside diners, Route 66 boasts a rich and complicated history that has lured motorists for generations. The 100th anniversary is expected to bring more traffic to the mother road as road trippers set out for a slice of nostalgia. The 2,400-mile route stretches from Chicago to the Santa Monica Pier near Los Angeles, tracing paths once used by Native Americans and early pioneers. Hardships and hope are baked into the road's history. It was an escape route for many in the 1930s, a key military supply line during World War II, and later a symbol for mobility and freedom. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.